Welcome back, everyone. We're going to jump into our herring presentation. I know there's been a lot of interest in what our herring folks have been doing behind the scenes. We will kick it over to Mr. Chair Whalen for the herring committee report. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. You're going to hear a Yeah, thanks, Chair Salerno. You're going to hear an update on the herring committee, so what we've been doing. Essentially, you're going to get an update on the development of the and an action for fishing years 2027 through 2031, Atlantic herring specifications, and then river herring and shad management measures and other measures. There's already been two PDT meetings discussing some of this. There's been an AP meeting, and we're going to be having quite a few meetings here going forward before the June council meeting down in Mystic. So I'd like to turn it over to Dr. Corshane. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. In this presentation, I'll first start with providing you an overview of the 2026 council outlook for Atlantic herring. And briefly, that includes an action for this year, an Atlantic herring stock assessment. We'll talk about what you'd like to do next year for priorities. And then we have ongoing multi-year and new for 2026 priorities. So you've seen this slide before for many of our fishery management plans, and here it is for herring. Here we are today at the April Council meeting, and as you see in those purple boxes, we've highlighted for you what the Council is expecting to do at each Council meeting with respect to the 2026 action. And I'll talk to that more in a few minutes in depth, and when the management track stock assessment would occur and when you discuss priorities. Those other things on the list that we work on as staff include coordinating with the Mid-Atlantic Fishery Management Council and the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission on cross-cutting issues related to Atlantic herring, Atlantic mackerel, and river herring and shad. And there's also a multi-year priority the Council has for Amendment 10. The user group conflicts portion of that is paused. And there's a new action that applies to all of our fishery management plans, or may, which is modification to vessel baseline restrictions. And that's in direct response to Executive Order 14276. The rest of the presentation is focused on the 2026 action. It doesn't have a name yet, so I've been referring to it as the 2026 action. It will likely be an amendment or a framework adjustment. And once you have looked at the range of alternatives, we can make that determination. Right now, it's most likely to involve preparing an environmental assessment, no matter whether it's an amendment or a framework adjustment. So my goal today is to provide you with an update on the development of this action and answer any questions you may have. The scope of this action includes setting specifications for Atlantic herring for fishing years 2027 up through 2031, and to modify other measures. You identified those as the specifications process and carryover. And to enhance river herring, alewife and blueback herring and shad, which includes American shad and hickory shad, avoidance and other catch reduction measures to better support ongoing coastwide restoration efforts for those species. That last part may seem familiar to folks who are listening, and that was taken from Amendment 10. The Council decided to move that aspect of that action into this annual action. And so it's now part of the scope of the 2026 action. And likewise, with that scope, we've also moved over the portion of the Council's problem statement related to river herring and shad that was part of Amendment 10 now into this action. And I won't read this, but just to let you know, it is now included here. So based on your priority setting that you did in December, we expect the likely range of alternatives in this action to include four sections, including the specifications process, the actual specifications for the next up to 5 years, carryover of unharvested catch and digging into that, as well as river herring and shad management measures. Just to take a step and think about where we've been so far this year, and yes, there have been meetings even after your December council meeting that the PDT met, but we met back in March, and we worked on a number of things related to river herring and shad and provided updates. Our AP met also a few weeks after that, and here we are today providing you with the update. There are three meetings scheduled between now and the June council meeting. The council meeting is where, in June, in Mystic, is where you'll receive not only an update of the action, but depending on the alternatives you would like to include, you may decide to initiate a framework at that June meeting, or it may continue on as an action that could be an amendment, and we'll be able to decide that at that time. We've also scheduled some PDT meetings, which aren't included in here, but they're available on our website. And so between now and the June council meeting, there are five meetings of herring coming up. Between June and September, we're going to be very busy. We're going to be working on a number of things. But before we get to that point, the PDT has been focusing its efforts on completing the tasking for river herring and shad, which the council provided to us under Amendment 10, and I'll talk about what that includes. And after we get that analysis complete and with input from both the committee and the council working to develop not only the alternatives, but the analysis of those alternatives for you. Right after the June council meeting, the week after, is the Atlantic Herring Stock Assessment. And we'll be busy preparing that report that we give to the Scientific and Statistical Committee on possible OFLs and ABCs, applying the council's control rule. The meetings that occur at that point are joint with the ASMFC's technical committee, so we host them together and we all work on the recommendations. And after the SSC, those two, the PDT and the TC, come together to talk through the application of the specifications, the area-based, all of those things. And we're planning to have a number of meetings leading up to the September council meeting. Note that not everything here is listed yet. When you take final action in September, after that meeting occurs, the PDT and our council staff will continue to prepare the submission. And our target implementation date for this action is January 1st of next year. So in the first section, the PDT has talked about some of the specifications that we have in place for a number of years that have been specified at zero. And they've been specified at zero for a number of reasons. One of them is that the quota has been fairly low, or there hasn't been an interest in these certain things like border transfer, at-sea processing. Research set-aside has been set at zero, driven by the quota primarily. So you see those three elements of the specifications highlighted in orange. We had a discussion about those at our plan team. And we decided that transshipment is included in the Magnuson Act, so probably since this is tied to border transfer, we should keep this in the specifications list. We were trying to see if we could reduce the number of regulations here and simplify specifications. That was our task. There may be a renewed interest in research set aside in the future, so redesigning that program may not be useful if we take it out and then have to do it later. We were unaware of whether there was interest of at-sea processing. We did have a discussion with that at the advisory panel, so I'll get to that in a bit. And our question to them was, you know, should we leave this in for now or refine the specifications? Also, when preparing the management flexibility amendment, when GARFO's staff and council staff reviewed the regulations across all the fishery management plans, we realized that they could use some cleanup about how the steps of the process work. So one interest of the PDT is to try and simplify the regulations and reduce the number of written steps, if we could, in the herring plan and take this as an opportunity to do so. In your correspondence and as well as in your council mailings, folks received an outline of the management track stock assessment. the overview of the assessment plan that's going to occur for Atlantic Herring this year. And I believe yesterday you may have had a few questions for Dr. Hare about those plans and what they look like. There's another one for Georgia's Bank Haddock as well. The plan is to update the 2025 research track. This is the first time it will be used for setting catch advice as well as stock status. And that's the Woods Hole assessment model, the state-based model that was peer-reviewed last year. The data inputs will remain unchanged relative to the last time they were put into the other model, which was the ASAP model. And they'll be updated through the terminal year of the assessment, which is 2025. It's expected that model configuration will remain the same as what was done in the research track, unless there are diagnostic issues with the after adding in the data. And the analyst recognized that there are some research track recommendations that some preliminary work has been explored. Although it's probably unlikely to be used in the management track at this time, it could help progress it going forward. And one of those is to combine the federal surveys with other surveys that catch age one herring. And the analyst is exploring a VAST model to do this, and also considering using seabird diet data for herring recruitment index. If for some reason this stock assessment did not pass peer review when updated, the backup plan would be to use iSmooth. That's an empirical approach. You may be familiar with this approach. It was used in the past for the old Georgia's Bank cod stock as well as Georgia's Bank yellowtail flounder. So under Amendment 10, when the river herring and shad aspects were included in that section, you may recall back in June of 2024 that you tasked the plan development team with three items. And so after that meeting, we also worked on specifications that year, and then we picked up the work once we submitted the action toward the end of the year. And we decided as a plan team that it made sense to start with item number three. I'll walk through each of these items in detail. Item number three focuses on data, and one and two focus on that data. How well can it be applied to then develop management approaches? So number three, we were tasked with analyzing and developing recommendations for implementing improvements to the accuracy and precision of river herring and shad catch estimates in the direct Atlantic fishery. As many of you know, there is an in-season management of Atlantic herring that can lead to restrictions on the fishery based on river herring and shad catch exceeding a cap based on gear and area. There's also a similar approach for haddock, for Gulf of Maine haddock and Georgia's Bank haddock. And so what we were, what we decided to do was start with a subgroup of the plan development team and work through this analysis. And the subgroup included many of the PDT members, but also experts at GARFO, at the Science Center, and the states to try and dig into the actual data and the analysis of that with respect to accuracy and precision. Because of a number of specifications actions that came in between that time, we did have to pause that work, and the council did pivot some of its work last year. So we did review this full report at our most recent PDT meeting in March. And then recently we've been working to finalize that after we reviewed it by correspondence leading up to the meeting. Generally, the PDT has agreed with the conclusions. I'm not going to go over that today, but it will be the subject of our May meeting. So I encourage folks to attend both the advisory panel meeting and the committee meeting to hear what the PDT's conclusions are about how we might improve this approach. And we will also provide you with this report at your June meeting and welcome your questions at that time. There are folks on the plan development team that are also preparing work that would support task number one. And task number one is focusing on assessing data availability and then analyzing alternative and develop alternatives for time area closures for portions of management area two and three for Atlantic herring, where aggregations of river herring and shad overlap with the directed fishery. briefly, the plan development team started this work some time ago. And this approach we've taken is to develop a species distribution model. You spent a lot of time last year and this year learning about those with respect to the essential fish habitat frameworks omnibuses that are going on. It's a somewhat similar approach, but from a different perspective. And we're using both fishery-independent and dependent data to build these models. We're continuing to develop this model now, and we look forward to presenting this to the advisor panel and the committee at their June 8th joint meeting, and also to you at your June meeting. Because this work is novel, we think it would benefit from review from external experts. Certainly, given the council's review policy, the PDT can be that review, but we think it would benefit from a review by a subpanel of the SSC, and so we're working to organize that between now and final action on this 2026 action. And last on the list, the task number two, and that's assessing the data availability and analyzing and developing alternatives that implement revisions to the basis for the river herring and shad catch cap values that are reflective of regional river herring and shad abundance or scale with ceilings and floors to changes to the Atlantic herring abundance or regional river herring abundance. Once the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission adopted its river herring benchmark stock assessment, we did receive a presentation at the plan development team, and we really focused in on one of the terms of reference that was about developing a biological basis for the catch caps. A straw person approach was developed at the time. It was peer reviewed. It did need more work, but that is one source of information we are using. Now, you also received a presentation on the stock assessment as well. We are looking at other options, including updating the reference period. And as we explore those and other options, we'll be presenting that work to at the joint meeting on June 8th. And you'll also receive this report at your June meeting. Like the species distribution model that would inform the development of time area closures, this work, because it hinges on follow-up work from a stock assessment that was completed just for river herring, not for shad as well, and updating the approach, we think that this may also fall under being reviewed at that same subpanel meeting of the SSC. So a few weeks ago, we had our advisors meet, and the goal of this meeting was really to welcome everyone to their new term. And we had a great round of introductions. Everyone went around and introduced themselves. And then we focused in on our work plan for this year, very similar to the presentation you received today. And we opened it up for discussion, and it was a pretty open discussion. The chair allowed folks to discuss the various aspects that they would be working on this year alongside the committee. Some were concerned about the stress on the fishery right now and felt that it was really important to get this new specifications on the timeline of being in place by January 1st. If you think back a few slides ago, the PDT had a question about the specifications for the advisors, and they supported, you know, just leaving everything in the action. Don't take anything out, even if it's been set at zero. We don't, even though there may be limited interest right now in at sea processing, this could change and there could be interest in the future in border transfer. And they were feeling that it might make sense to just leave things as they are. There were also concerns raised about setting specifications for 5 years. I did explain it's up to 5 years, and it's something that is being contemplated through the management flexibility omnibus that is pending approval. When we got to river herring and shad, there was some discussion there. There were questions about for the PDT on the work and what was coming. There was a suggestion about what data to include, and some of this was informed by advisors' experience on moments in the fishery that seemed to be very important. One of them was when the stocks started to decline and quotas did too. Another was when the river herring and shad catch caps were put in place. Some advisors had ideas of other data that they might be able to share, including acoustic telemetry data from tagged river herring. There was some questions about a project being conducted by contractors through the Mid-Atlantic Fishery Management Council that's looking to forecast river herring on a weekly basis, and how that is different than the project that the herring plan development team is working on, but they may seem similar. There was also some interest in evaluating scaling by catch to the percentage of river herring catch. There was no really formal recommendation here, but there was a broader discussion on what this could look like, and staff reminded the AP that this falls under the council's task number 2. So that concludes my update, and with that, Mr. Chair, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Dr. Kernane. I will turn to the council for questions on the presentation of where we are with herring as of now and where we're going for the rest of this year. Sorry, hold on. Hi. Megan Ware.
Thank you, Jamie. I just had a technical question on the length of the specification setting. So if the flexibility management action is not in place by September, I can't remember what the FMP for herring says right now in terms of the number of years of specifications to be set.
The current regulations allow for 3 years.
Terry Alexander.
Yeah, Jimmy, at what point do we, I know there was a lot of conversation, I listened to the advisor panel conversation about river herring, and it looks like we're going to try to get that done and in specs by September. Am I looking at that right, or is that, do we have to make that decision and maybe shift that over to a different action?
Sorry. Jamie?
So back in December, the council set its priorities for all the fishery management plans, and the council decided to shift that aspect of Amendment 10 into this annual action in order for specifications to be in place by the target of January 1st. We follow a September final action deadline. I don't think that we're at a point right now where I would recommend shifting the timeline. I do think it would be worth discussing at your June council meeting.
Terry?
Yeah, because we probably won't have the information that we need, and didn't they just start that reporting program, river herring reporting program, and how much participation are they having in that as of yet? I heard from some guys there's not many boats going or something at this point.
Thank you for your question. The herring plan development team is not using the contractor work for the Mid-Atlantic Council. We have been informed about the project, and we're developing a separate modeling approach, and that model will be presented to the committee and the AP in June. What's similar about them is they use survey information and environmental data. What's different is that we plan to use a lot more survey data, including state surveys and federal surveys, and then observer data and other environmental variables. So we're going to be more comprehensive and go coast-wide. The goal of that project is slightly different. It's to come up with areas that on a weekly basis could help the fishery avoid river herring. And again, it's preliminary work. I haven't seen what the feedback results from the fishermen have been on that yet, but I am part of what we call project oversight team for that project. So I get updates with the other project oversight team members on how that's going, but they're separate. It's a separate project at the Mid-Atlantic from what we're doing here.
Mr. Lucy.
Yeah, thanks, Jamie, for the update. Looks like a lot of work ahead. I just had a clarifying question on the decision point for when we decide whether it's a framework adjustment or an assessment. Would that happen in the June meeting, or when would that decision be made?
Doctor.
As it stands right now, with the scope and the purpose and need that's drafted in the current discussion document, the river herring and shad section may lead to the council revising its goals and objectives for the fishery management plan. And in that case, it will be very clear that this would be an amendment. So I think when you see the analysis and that analysis informs what you'd like to do for alternatives, at that point you may decide you want to revise your goals and objectives, and therefore it would be an amendment. As far as what we prepare for a framework or an amendment with an EA, they're very similar documents.
Any further questions from the council? Comments? Ms. Griffin.
Yeah, I wanted to thank the PDT for their work today. We certainly haven't made it easy on you with all the stops and starts. And I think it's been understandable. We've seen in our correspondence there's been a little bit of public consternation over what they've seen to date. And, you know, it's not easy to follow some of that when it's done by subgroups. So it's understandable. But I am comfortable with our existing timeline right now, and I certainly look forward to review of the species distribution model that's being developed. And so I think just reflecting on some of the correspondence we received, I think it's too early to do any kind of specific alternatives, and I'm confident that a lot of the data that was being discussed is going to be incorporated by the modeling. Certainly, you know, we have a data policy, and if there's new data or other third parties that have data, I would support the PDT reviewing that per our data review policy.
Any other further from the council? Seeing that we got a significant amount of comments from the public, I actually will go to the public if anyone would like to have a question or a comment related to the presentation today. In the room? Anyone online? Back to the council. Oh, sorry, hold on. Bruce Kindreth, hopefully I said your name correctly. We'll get you unmuted. One moment.
Allowed to talk.
Okay, we have you muted if you're... There you go.
Hello?
Yep, we got you.
Okay, thank you for allowing me to talk. I just got a couple comments. The as far as the areas closures for the river herring bycatch, according to the herring catch monitor, there was a lot of herring caught in area 1B, okay, and what you're looking at is areas 2 and 3, and the 1B is right off the coast of Cape Cod, which is probably, as I understand it, is a popular area for catching herring, and then, and they went way over their quota, which was very, very low, in like, looked like 2 days. And the other comment is, the herring catch monitor shows virtually no bycatch. And I guess in most of the areas, they're not doing any fishing. But in area 1B, there is quite a few fish caught and no bycatch. Now, is that because there's no monitors? Or is it actually that they're not catching any river herring and shad as bycatch?
Dr. Cornain?
Hi, Bruce. Thank you for your question. Always very thoughtful. I don't have the number of observations offhand that occurred, but we could certainly look into that for the next team plan development team meeting to look at what the in-season coverage has been for river herring and shad so far this year.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your comment. Any further public comment related to the presentation? Seeing none, back to the council. Seeing none, Chair Whalen, anything else?
Yeah, I would just like to thank Dr. Cornain and the PDD for all their hard work, and we've got a tough couple months coming up, so we'll be sure to get everything done, and it'll be a lot going on at the June meeting in terms of herring. That concludes the herring report.
Thank you, Chair Whalen. Thank you, Dr. Cornain. Up next is open public comment. We just need to get a few things set up and going. We have a number of folks that want to speak both in the room and online. So if you just give us about 2 minutes, and then we'll open up the floor to public comment. Thank you.